This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. Jump into one of those rooms there at the top. There's four of them. Pick whichever one you want. And we'll join you in there when we see you. And you will be on the air with us and sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us here. We're going to go back to the phones. Our board op says they should be working properly now. And so we're going to try out Jose in Dover, Delaware, listening to WDOV. Jose, are you with us now?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Excellent. We have you now. Go ahead, sir.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
A couple points. A couple of callers ago talked about running the numbers on the cost of the border wall. And so that was my first point. He's talking about how expensive it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
I ran the numbers. And they're, you know, they might not be the most accurate, but even if they're pretty far off, the cost of $5 billion for, you know, portion of the barrier, the border wall, fence, whatever it's going to be called, is less than 0.2% of the federal budget. That's peanuts. Okay, second point.
Well, let me address that for a second.
Okay.
I recommend that we cut the federal budget by a lot, by 10%, like just to start. Let's start that out. Like
I recommend we cut it by 100%.
This organization that is known for its inefficiency could probably cut out 10% of its pay without really taking any kind of real hit. So it's a billion here and a billion there, and pretty soon you're talking about real money, you know. And
right.
Yeah, I get how the government spends money hand over fist, but that doesn't make spending more money okay.
Yep.
Well, what about the other cost, Jose? What about the cost of freedom?
Okay, well, I mean, we can get into that, but I mean, I wanted to get to my second point.
Go ahead. Right.
Second point was, I think there was a discussion about how ineffective the wall would be, you know, wall, fence, whatever, barrier.
Yep.
Although, I've heard statistics of many countries and a handful of cities here in the United States, San Diego, one of them, I think maybe Yuma, maybe El Paso, where when there was barriers put in place, illegal immigration at those locations was curtailed by upwards of 80%, 90% of what it was prior to those.
It probably sent the illegal immigration to someplace
else,
right, where the wall wasn't. But let's talk about that for a second. So what you're talking about is a prohibition on the movement of labor across a given line in the sand, right? And prohibitions, we've seen over and over again, tend not to work. So you may be able to hire a huge police force and
I'm not talking about prohibition.
Oh, it's a freaking prohibition. If I want to cross that border and the border guard doesn't want to let me, he is prohibiting me from crossing. It's a prohibition.
If you do it legally.
Oh, God.
Here
for God's
go.
Sakes. Look, man, you know as well as I do, Jose, that crossing, that climbing that mountain of paperwork is...
Do you think that was respectful?
What, Jose?
Yeah, exactly. That's my name.
I don't know what's going on. Your audio is ducking out.
Jose, something's happening to your phone.
I don't know what...
No, it's not. I can hear you perfectly fine.
Well,
fine.
We can't hear you fine.
Buddy,
so,
I can't hear you.
Now, put him on hold, Mark. Were you making a point, or...?
All I'm saying is it's a heck of a lot easier to cross the Rio Grande at some point than to climb some huge mountain of paperwork. When you make it very difficult for some poor person who's going to come here and mow grass and wash dishes for a living to...
You know what? If somebody comes across...
I don't know what's going on, dude. I don't know if you're on, like, a headset or something like that, but, like, after... As soon as you say the first two words of a sentence...
Yeah, I think maybe...
You're, car.
It's a conspiracy.
You're gone. Toll-free number is 855-4. I tried. I tried to explain it to him, but he didn't want to believe me. Look, man, we get calls like yours all the time. We're not trying to shut you down or whatever. We've heard all the points before. We know, you know, how to answer these things. And my question for you, which you didn't answer, was what about the cost of freedom? The cost of all the rest of us. Because that's what the lady wasn't really calculating earlier. When I asked her, does she want a police state? She said no. She didn't want a police state. She wanted a wall, thought that she could somehow get a wall without having a police state come along with it. Sorry. I'm sorry to bear the bad news here, but if you're going to increase the size and the scope of the federal government to increase to the point where there's a ridiculous wall, which always is going to come along with some sort of concomitant increase in border patrol and more bureaucracy and more checkpoints and things like that, because just because you build the wall doesn't mean they're going to stop running checkpoints inside the United States.
Right. Let's point out those checkpoints. There's a period in time not too long ago that the second most popular country for illegal immigrants to come from was China. You can't build a wall as effective as the Pacific Ocean, and the illegal immigrants were still coming from China.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can't tell me that a barrier is going to make that big of a difference. Yeah, I think that it'll change the scenario. Obviously, only a fool would say otherwise. But
sure, prohibition of alcohol changed how alcohol was distributed. It was still distributed.
Yep, I mean, it's just another government boondoggle.
Sold in speakeasies and poured into coffee cups.
Right. Here's the difference. Republicans hate government programs and they hate bureaucrats unless those bureaucrats carry guns or hoses, at which point
then they salute them.
Everything that they do is pure, just, honest, and good. Well, no, it's not.
So you can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Craig. He's in Texas listening online. Go ahead, Craig.
Yeah, Ian, hey, this is the Craig I'm down here for the winter.
Hey, Craig, this is Craig from our beautiful Keene, New Hampshire.
That's right, Craig Dalsroy. Hey, listen, man, this whole controversy about the...
I'm going to have to hit the dump button. We got to be careful, Craig. Normally I would drop your call entirely, but I'm going to ask you to be very, very careful with how you say the name of the business. Put some space in between the three
why
words.
Why don't you call it the restaurant? We'll just say the name.
Just call it the
restaurant.
Faux
Keene Great.
Yeah, just call it the restaurant for right now.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, because we're on the radio,
I guess I can go ahead and say, some of the other things that I was going to say. I was going to say, when you're a kid in school, don't get nervous, okay? Let's say they call out some girl's name, maybe her last name is Four, okay? Like H-O-A-R, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is the teacher going to, ban that name because the kids laugh at it or snicker at it? Let me give you another example. Somebody's name is Richard Head, is he not?
Believe it or not, this is one of the things I wanted to point out. That is actually the name of the New Hampshire Attorney General, not the current one, but the one of the previous ones within the last decade.
He went by the nickname Dick.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, right.
But yes, I see what you're saying there, Craig. That,
right, and this is it's silly, right? I mean, there's just so I at one point knew a man named Phucbi.
Don't say it.
I'm not going to say it because it was pronounced exactly as you can imagine.
And ironically, you knew him in prison. Right?
I did. Sadly, that man was in prison with the last name. Yeah, I'm not going
to
say it.
You spelled it already. It's okay. We don't need to keep doing that.
Oh, man. So that's what we're dealing here with the city of Keene, basically. I mean, I don't know if they've called in to speak for themselves. But
oh, hell no. They're not going to call this show.
Right.
They have nothing to say. Anything they say publicly is just going to make them look worse. For those just tuning in, you're referring to a conversation we started in the last hour over a business, and you happen to know the owner of this business as well. We know who you are. You're like Craig Dallas Rice from the area here. A great busker from the streets of downtown Keene. And the business name, Fa Keene great. Very, very creative, very cute, very fun. But
they sell pho soup.
Yeah, but unfortunately, the government bureaucrats, specifically the new city manager, who ironically is named Elizabeth Dragon, right. is not happy about this, calling the name, quote, offensive and not appropriate. Craig, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts, and I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And it brings up the issues that so many business owners have with government bureaucrats standing in the way with their arbitrary rules and their demands, and it's frustrating, very frustrating. More coming up.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855 dial toll free to bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's immigration or ridiculous government business restrictions, which is where we started the show tonight. You can talk about either of those things or whatever it is that's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by AnyPay.Global. If you've been thinking about taking cryptocurrency, accepting it at your business, at the point of sale, over at the cash register, then there's a great little app that lets you do it and lets you do it for no cost to you as a business. It's no cost to receive cryptocurrency payments through AnyPay.Global. Just go there. You can get signed up on the website, or if you've got an Android device at your register, just go right ahead and download the AnyPay Take Crypto app, and you can register right through that that app. Now, as far as Apple users go, we're still waiting on Apple to get through whatever approval process they have to get through to get their app out. But if you're on Apple, you can still use AnyPay. You just have to set it up through your web browser, and that's easy enough to do. So get started over at AnyPay.Global, and then within minutes, you're accepting Dash, you're accepting Bitcoin BTC, you're accepting Zcash, Zen, and others. It's up to you which ones you want to take over at AnyPay.Global. As we continue here, we were talking at the very beginning of the show about a new business that has yet to open its doors here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, but it's opening up to a lot of controversy. Well, actually, it seems like only the city manager is the only one who's upset here. If you look at the comments on the various different stories, the couple of different stories that have been published so far about this, the comments are probably 99-1. People are very much in favor of this new business opening up, unmolested by the government. But the city manager is saying that the business name is, quote, offensive and not appropriate, and she wants to have a meeting to discuss potential changes. Now, the funny thing is, this is after months of this business paying rent to the city, because it's the city's property that they're renting for the restaurant space. In fact, it's right next door to City Hall. They entered into an agreement back in April of this year. So
the city did.
Yeah. It's been most of the year with this supposedly controversial or, quote, offensive business name. The name of the business, it's a pho noodle soup business, Vietnamese food. It's called Pho Keene is the name of the town, and then Great. And it's a cute, fun name, and anybody with a sense of humor can appreciate this, and clearly the city manager just doesn't have one. So it's a ridiculous situation, and right now it's been an interesting day because there are T-shirts that the owner of the business made up to promote their business. They made some signs as well. They were told they weren't allowed to put the signs up in their windows, but they can't be told they can't sell shirts. And at this point, they are selling those shirts online. You can go to freekeen.com. You can see what they look like. Orders have come in already for these shirts, Mark, from as far away as Afghanistan. Yeah, no joke.
Yeah.
And also San Francisco. Like, people all around the planet are paying attention to this story. And I think it's got legs. That's why I wanted to talk about it tonight, because it's ridiculous, and you need to know about it, and you can check it out. The full story is over at freekeen.com, including photos of the shirts and what the sign looked like in the windows, and links to where you can order those shirts. I don't know if there's going to be another batch. I know that we want another batch to be made. I know Chris, who's our Thursday night co-host here, who works down at Route 101 Local Goods, which is the exclusive distributor of these shirts at the moment. I know he wants to get another batch made, but ultimately it's going to be up to one of the partners in the business. And so we're hoping, we're crossing our fingers, but this may be the only batch available at this point. So maybe quite a collector's item. Anyway, check it out at freekeen.com. Let's go to the phones to the fun. We got Bad Slave. Hopefully you can hear us, or we can hear you now. Bad Slave, are you there?
I hope so.
We have you now. Yes, we have you now. Now remember, if you're going to talk about the restaurant, better to just refer to it as the restaurant, or if you must, take some time between saying the words. Go ahead.
To make a good gap there. Yeah. Absolutely. The interesting thing is not in Merrimack, where I'm sitting at the moment, there's a couple of miles away from me, a wonderful little cupcake restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of the cupcake restaurant is Bite Me.
That's cute.
And, you know, and it's in a pink building that they, and they're doing a great business. They serve a decent breakfast and lunch there. And, you know, and they got cupcakes and they're gluten free. And it's a really great little, you know, and, you know, Debbie is the name of the woman that runs the place. It's fabulous. And she's just, you know, a regular businesswoman. She's, you know, but I mean, it's just this
idea.
Did
she run up against any controversy when she opened the business?
I never asked her. I didn't, I never, it never occurred to me to even consider it. I mean, this whole PC crap is terrible for everything. I just am blown away. I just ordered 3 double X on t-shirts.
Yeah, you'll be happy with your purchase.
I'm going to make some trips out to Keene to walk around with those shirts on just to give Mrs. Dragon a.
Go to City Hall, ask for some directions.
Right.
Yeah. I hope she holds, you know, steady. And I think it would probably be good, I think you can pull up pictures off the web of Bite Me cupcakes. And I think that's a perfect counter to this woman who has no business in government, no sense of humor.
This is the highest. The city manager is the highest level government position in the city of Keene. So she's not just some flunky that's, you know, the health code inspector or whatever. She's in charge of the entire city government. They moved her here. They paid her a big salary. They're paying her a huge salary. I think it's close to $200,000 a year to do this job. And she's come into the town like she's got something to prove. And she's not just messing with this one business, but this one happens to be the story that that has some legs on it.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. In fact, there's a lot of really creative and potentially offensive business names out there that have been able to do business, and some of them have even turned into franchises. I forget what Chris Reitman was telling me. There's some franchise with a rooster for its image and some kind of phallic kind of name. I'm sorry, I don't remember what it is, but it was hilarious, and I'll see if I can find out what it was.
Franchise?
For you. Yeah, I was surprised because it seemed so offensive.
Yeah.
That, I was like, wow, that's actually a franchise.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, the language can be played with in lots of ways, and people are going to, when you prohibit particular language, then people are going to want to play with that language and see whatever, and can we get some people all aflutter about this particular terminology, right? I mean, you know, if you didn't make a big deal about it, it wouldn't have been a big deal.
Correct. They could have just let this business open, but instead, they walked right into the trap.
Right. And I remember the controversy. I was a kid. It was probably 12 years old or something, so this was probably happening in the early 80s. There were these S Happens bumper stickers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know what it was like around the rest of America, but down south, it was making the cops nuts. Somebody dared to write the S word on a bumper sticker and put it on their car. And
were they pulling people over?
Yes.
Wow.
It was a big deal.
Ridiculous. All right, so more coming up. You can share your thoughts with us, whether it's ridiculous government bureaucracy or immigration. You can take control of the airwaves here. It's Free Talk Live.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney is saying he expects the current government shutdown to go on for a while. He did reveal the president has come down on his initial demand of $5 billion to build the wall.
We sat down with Mr. Schumer and gave him a number below five.
The president tweeted, "We'll be forced to close down the southern border entirely if the obstructionist Democrats do not give us money to finish the wall." USA's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump is threatening to close the U.S. border with Mexico if Congress doesn't approve funding for a border wall. White House incoming acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney tells Fox News the president does have limited options.
It seems like Democrats really like border security when there's a Democrat in office and don't like it when Donald Trump is in office. And I think what the president is trying to do, and rightly so, is shed some light on what's happening here.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. I did find out the name of the business I said was associated with a large rooster. Chris Reitman had told me about, because we were talking about potentially offensive business names. There's a local business here that has yet to open its doors. It's in some hot water with the city government, who's claiming that it's got an offensive name. Well, how about Big Peckers? The business name is Big Peckers, and it's got a rooster right next to that on the side.
Yeah.
What do you think that means?
Well, clearly they're talking about roosters.
Just some funny names out there. If you've got one that you can say on the radio, just remember, when in doubt, leave it out. But if you've got one you can share with us, please feel free to call in with that. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that you want here on Free Talk Live. That's how we do things. In fact, let's go back to the phones and to the fun. We've got, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, Byron?
Yeah, that's me.
Byron, on the line, listening to WIBC.
Right.
Yes. You're on the air.
As far as the restaurant name,
yeah,
that's a name conceived in the spirit of debauchery. And, in fact, it insults intimacy. Now, you know, if you like bad neighborhoods, you like a bad moral spirit floating through the community and this, that, and the other.
Wait a minute. Are you saying, just to be clear, which name we're talking about? Are you saying that
you
Big
know what
Pecker?
Name I'm talking about? Right. No.
Or are you saying that
all of these double meaning, sexually, you know,
That has nothing to do with sex. I'm sorry. I don't know where your mind is. But,
well, I'll tell you where my mind is if you listen.
Yeah.
They're in a spirit of debauchery, of decadence.
Do you think it's a demon?
Hey, you know what? I've seen a demon in a woman's face before, and it's a real demon. You are not aware of what's surrounding you. Now listen, and I also heard the Lord's voice.
How did you know, Mark?
Oh, well, I do. This is funny. I mean, when you're talking about spirit and debauchery.
Laugh it off.
But yes, I'm going to laugh it off.
Hilarious.
You're talking about.
Okay, you'll see, my friend.
2019 is coming right around the corner.
How about the scripture says, whining and gnashing of teeth? You know what that means? That's the first time you're going to know the truth.
That will
be the first time when the God Almighty that made this universe shows you just what you're about.
Yep. So I'm going to go to hell?
You are. Laugh it off. And you're going to be there. And the other thing about hell, you know what? It never stops getting worse. It never stops getting worse. And you want
Does
to get out of there.
Does it bring you pleasure to imagine us being in hell?
Eternity.
Does that bring you pleasure to think about that?
Yes!
That's a little weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
In the book of David, it says, some will be raised to eternal life, and some will be raised to eternal contempt. And
does that include the people who get pleasure from the pain of others?
You're contemptible. You are in contempt of decency and holiness. You have the word holy in your vocabulary?
I know what it means.
Like holy socks.
Yeah, all I can say
holy
is...
Holy socks, right? You just said that to the Almighty.
Hey, look, all I can say
did you just say you're the Almighty? Because we're the only, we're talking to you, Byron. You're saying you're the Almighty?
Just say it to the least of these. You're saying it to him.
Don't twist it. You said holy socks. God is holy,
socks.
Not me.
Socks, dude. Socks. You put them on and they've got holes in them. Mark, you had a question for Byron?
Yeah, I'm just wondering if fair and just God sends his children to burn for all eternity, for the rest
of the... That's right. Yeah, he does.
If he doesn't.
If that child does not...
Real quick, Byron.
Genesis says there's a distinction between Eve's children and the serpent's children, right?
I'm not a child of a serpent, because we know
the
child of serpents come out of eggs.
You are the children of the serpent.
No, that's crazy Bronze Age bullcrap. Listen to
right.
me, Byron.
Okay, you'll see.
Byron, real quick, if you just keep talking through it, you're never going to get any further. No, don't put him on hold.
Oh, okay, well,
I want to talk to
him. Go ahead,
Byron. Listen to me, Byron. Byron, listen to me.
50 years, think about it.
Byron, I don't care about your stinking weird ideas on God. I'm going to tell you something. You've got every opportunity.
What?
You've had every opportunity.
Listen, you understand what
I'm saying.
Shut up for a second.
I got to put him on hold, man. He's not going to stop.
Look, man, if a fair and just God sends his children to burn for all eternity, that fair and just God isn't fair and just. He's likely the opposite. He's likely Satan.
No. Oh, you just called God Satan? Okay.
Look, I read the Bible all the way through 3 times. And
I read it four times.
Excellent. You're so good. All I can tell you is that God from that book is more likely Satan than, in fact, anything else.
Boy, I'm about to tell you what. And
I'm sorry, man.
Right now,
if you
right?
want to see, you and just you said you wanted to see me burn in hell for all of eternity. The worst kind of torture. If I took That's my sick. Son as every time he made a mistake and I cut one of the knuckles off of his hand, cut a finger at a joint every time
that
was done, everybody would call me a psychopath for very good reason. But for some reason, you give a pass to some deity that says he's going to make you burn in hell because you don't believe some old weird book.
Free.
That's nuts.
We're free through Jesus' blood. You don't know.
Yeah, you're free to go to hell, Byron, unless you believe the book.
I believe it. You better believe I believe it.
Fine. I don't believe the book. It wasn't. Jesus came to earth for 33 years and didn't write one thing down. Clearly, he doesn't care that much about whether or not I go to hell. He didn't write anything down.
He wrote in the sand. When they said, what should we do with this woman?
Where is the sand, Byron?
And he was writing in the sand.
Buddy, I didn't claim he was illiterate. I claimed that he was inconsiderate. It is inconsiderate to send your child to be tortured for all of eternity and you'd not write anything down as far as instructions. Why make a 1,700-page book?
He wrote in the sand.
I hear you. I didn't call him illiterate.
You said he didn't write anything down.
Byron,
the sand is not before me.
Fine. Send an angel right here and have him write something on the floor.
Do you want to keep going with this guy?
I went so much time through church talking to lunatics like this. There's just a tenuous grasp of reality when it comes to believing the Bible.
All right, Byron, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
We need only believe, for these words are glorious. That's what I wrote at the end of my Bible. Now,
congratulations.
The word is complete. We need
and you get the idea. You get pleasure. You get you admitted earlier that you get pleasure out of the idea of somebody burning in hell for all eternity.
Lunatics. What's the last book you read?
It was called Three Private Cities by Titus Gables.
Thanks for the call, Byron. I've had enough with the book club. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
Unless you count comic books, I read one with my son recently.
Okay. Yeah. What was that?
I don't know the name of it, but it was an Avengers book. It was about Odin and Thor and all that stuff, which has got to be satanic, right? Because it's talking about other deities.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Worshipping false idols, Mark. We continue here. We've got...
Religion really should be private because, I mean,
keep it to yourself?
Yeah, whenever you talk about what you believe, and, you know, I'm happy to talk about what I believe. I'm no atheist.
Mm-hmm. Me either.
I believe in a God. My God loves you. My God wants the best thing for you, and my God would never send you to hell.
His own creation.
Yeah, why would he do that?
For all eternity.
Why would he send some kind of cryptic book down that could be interpreted a dozen different ways where the main character's name is mistranslated and then tell you you're going to go to hell if you don't believe it?
It's like tantamount to the little kid with the magnifying glass over the ant pile, right? You know, just torturing things for the sake of torture.
That's not a loving God. That's a Bronze Age deity that, you know...
Set up an Inquisition, you get one question wrong, you get burned for all eternity.
Right, I mean, it's just, it's the ideas that people at that time had about God. And those things are relevant. You should look at them. You should know it. Ancient texts are important. But, you know, please, this book, the Bible, isn't like it came out of King James's hand in 1611, okay? The Bible was a document put together by Scripture, and it wasn't even put together until, I mean, centuries after Jesus' death. There were Christians for hundreds of years before the Bible existed.
We got more on the way. Got time for you if you want to jump on the lines here. Phone lines are completely busy, 855-450-FREE, but you can jump into our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They are open and available to you at discord.lrn.fm.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 items you must have to survive a crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Doing the live Saturday edition. Open phones, as always. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And don't forget, you can help support Free Talk Live by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier like Paza, who is a silver amplifier, which means Paza is giving $5 a month to this show to help advertise, market, and promote. That's what AMP stands for. It's a way for you to get behind what we do here so you can help us get on more radio stations around the country and bring new internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. We've got a good week coming up here. Well, actually, in a little bit more than a week, next Monday is the end of a bunch of radio shows. Laura Ingram is calling it quits. The
Bill Valentine
show, Michael Medved, they're all leaving syndication. They're going to likely continue as a local show.
Michael Savage is cutting half of his show.
Yeah, Savage is cutting back. He's going to be doing only 1 hour live, and then he'll be doing podcasts. Yeah, per day. So he's basically quitting radio. I mean, almost quitting.
So is he going to do more podcasts after that? So
I don't know.
Do more show.
I think he's
going to
do an hour podcast and an hour live show or something like that. That's good news for Free Talk Live. It means we got opportunities because whenever slots open up on the radio, we're there to fill it. So, it's a good time for contacting local stations. And if they're already carrying Free Talk Live, saying thanks and asking for a little bit more. And if you're not getting any Free Talk Live on your local talk radio station, then call and ask real nice like to get some because we're here 7 nights a week. 7 to 10 at night, Eastern Time. Always happy to take your calls and thoughts about what you want. Let's go back to the phones and to the fun. John is in Arizona listening. I'm not sure. Where are you in Arizona, John?
Bullhead City.
Bullhead City. Welcome. You're on Free Talk Live. Probably listen to K-Talks. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just listening to you guys, and that little rigmarole you just went through with the previous caller, I find in my life, in Vietnam, I was born and raised Catholic. did the altar boy stuff, had a talk with a priest, found out that my connection to God, God Almighty, was between me and God. I didn't have to go through a religion. I didn't have to go through any sort of a ritual. If you know God, you know your salvation. And all these people that want you to think that their way is the way, it's a sad, sad story.
Yep. I feel for people who have that kind of vision of God,
because evil kind of mad
right,
God.
I mean, I don't live in that world, and I don't have to deal with that, but they do. They live every day in it.
Yeah,
and it's scary. It's sad.
Well, you know what's scary and sad is the part you're never, no matter what you do, will change how they believe. However they believe, hopefully they're thinking clearly and properly, will get them to their salvation. Otherwise, they miss the bus, they miss the train, they miss the airplane.
I love where you're coming from here, John, tonight. Good words. Appreciate the wisdom. Thank you for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate it. The idea that, you know, everybody's on their own path to God. Everybody's got their own different journey that they're on. That one simple, you know, the idea that one religion has all the answers, I think, is, you know, ridiculous on its face.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that one religion has all the answers. I feel like...
But that's what many of them believe.
A fair and just... Right. Many different religions believe that they're the only
that's
one religion.
I mean, yeah.
And clearly and obviously, they can't be. Mm-hmm. I think one of the atheists' arguments out there is, look, I'm an atheist on one more religion than you are. Because everybody disbelieves...
The other religions.
All the other religions.
Right.
I mean, that Odin stuff is crap. And clearly Quetzalcoatl isn't a winged serpent that does whatever, right? Most people are atheists when it comes to other religions.
On the other hand,
not their own.
I actually enjoy reading about other religions because there's a lot within them that I do like.
Sure.
I can kind of, like, I'm like a religious buffet guy. Like, I pick what I like from over here, I pick what I like from over there, and whatever it is, it seems
right. But most of it's just the same. I mean, religions basically want you to act in a moral fashion towards everyone. They want you to treat people as though you want to be treated. I would go one further and say that you should treat people the way they want to be treated. Mm-hmm. But, you know, nonetheless, religions mostly have it right. And then they've got all these stories that go with them that are, you know, unlikely. For instance, the Noah story. The Noah story is a terrible story because, I mean, how many people's religion has it ruined? How many people's relationship with God can they just not get past the idea that 10 inches of rain fell per minute to cover the globe in water, and then that water all went away and went somewhere?
Hmm.
I mean, you know, you don't have to call me and explain to me the Noah story.
No.
I'm pretty clear on it. But, I mean, the boat, as it's described, wouldn't float because the story wasn't written by a shipwright,
yeah.
Okay? The story was written by some guy sitting around a campfire back 4,000 years ago. It's much older than the Bible. You can find it in the Epic of Gilgamesh.
Mm. Trying to teach a lesson, trying to teach whatever.
Sure.
Information about the world.
I'm not even sure what lesson you're trying to teach when you say that God wiped out
God.
Everybody. I mean, best I can tell is don't have sex with giants.
That's probably not a good idea.
That's
anyway.
What the Nephilim are.
Let's go back to your calls and thoughts. John's on the Hello. Line in Virginia. Hello, John. Hello. Yep, you are on now. Go ahead. John.
I catch him.
John, you're on, dude. You're on right now. He's talking to somebody.
Yeah.
He's going to go on the air. Okay, there you go. You're on, dude.
All right. Okay. You know, I've been thinking about the deficit.
Okay.
We've got an extremely high deficit, over $1 trillion, many trillions
of
dollars.
That's a debt. Wait. That's the debt.
Yes, the debt. The debt, and to wrap your mind around $1 trillion, if you were around when Christ was on earth 2,000 years ago, if you give $1 million a day away every day, for 2,000 years, you have not given away $1 trillion yet. You still got to go another 700
years. I think it's 21.9 trillion, actually.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. The interest on that money is astronomical. The interest
every
day is huge.
It's more than the Internal Revenue Service collects from income tax.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we were to reduce that deficit, instead of having the accumulation of the debt every day, that money could be used to build the wall. That's my point.
Well, if the United States government paid off the debt, there would be no currency. The Federal Reserve loans, when you look at the dollar bill in your hand, if you pulled one out and looked at it, it would be called a Federal Reserve note. The Federal Reserve note is a quasi-governmental cartel of banks that issues currency through debt, through treasury notes from the United States government.
Notes are evidence of debt. That's what a note is.
A note is a debt. You have a note on your house, you have a note on your car, and you have a Federal Reserve note. Once all the currency is, once all that's paid off, which of course you can't pay it off because it's loaned at interest, then all the money's gone away. I mean, our economy is designed. We're still paying debt. You and I and your kids will be paying debt on a debt from the American Civil War, like 150 years ago. And it just keeps on piling up. And something has to be done. I say that the government, look, you want to talk about a wall? Let's talk about reducing the debt first.
Well, that's what he said. He said reduce the debt, and then that would make it so you could pay for a wall. But, of course, then you end up with all the other problems like we talked about earlier, like a police state. Do you really want to live in a police state?
No.
Okay. What would be evidence to you that you were living in a police state?
Evidence of a police state? Basically, no rights. No rights of an individual.
So would you say, like, being stopped on the streets on your way to work, for instance, by men with guns demanding your papers, would that be an evidence that you are in a police state?
Yeah, that sounds like communism.
Well, it doesn't have to be communism. It can just be simple authoritarianism, whether it be communist or whether it be, you know, whatever they call themselves. And that's what we have today. We have that today. Have you ever been through a roving checkpoint? Have you ever been through an internal checkpoint?
I have not.
You're lucky. See, they must not have them in Virginia yet, but they've had them here in New Hampshire, and they have them all across the southern border. Mark, you went through one in the El Paso, Texas.
Mine was a roving. Mine was a permanent.
I said either or.
Yeah, border installation. Well, it wasn't a border. It was
internal.
It was on I-10. On an interstate. Yeah. They stop every car that goes by on the interstate. Are you a U.S. citizen? And then I presume if you say, yes, man, then they start asking you more questions.
Yeah.
If you say, yes, fine, sir, I am a proud American, then they just let you go.
How about if you're at work and a bunch of men with guns come in uniforms and hold you at gunpoint and the rest of the office staff at gunpoint or the machining staff or whatever, wherever it is you're working, and demand to look through the employee files? Would that be evidence that you're in a police state?
So you guys are saying if we pay off the debt, we'll be in a police state?
No, I'm saying if you
paying off the debt's great, but if you building a wall is just one more step towards a police state.
I'm telling you, you already got it.
No. We need borders. Without a country, we got a country. We need borders. We need a wall.
Here, Chol, and thanks for the call, John. I appreciate it. Toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855.
Countries have existed a long time without borders in this country. This country didn't have border control 100 years ago.
Yeah, and it was
just fine.
And
did well.
That freedom built us into the most free and prosperous place on the planet. And they're trying to ruin that now. And you're cheering it on. More coming up.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.